as a student body lecturer?
I think so. Lack of time.
When the high school students gathered a few months ago for two separate focus groups, they delivered a list of more than 300 words describing how they feel about school and home life.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, like, bullying in schools and teachers and, like, being able to talk to people.
Emma McCabe is a senior at Kenmore West High School. McCabe says she has witnessed some bullying and noted there is a lot of peer pressure where some friends place big demands on one another.
I'd say, but, like, it'd be a mix between, like, balancing school and then, like, friends and sports and relationships.
McCabe knows some students who've dropped out, including one of her own friends.
Actually, one of my friends got pregnant at 17 and dropped out her senior year to take care of her son. And then I know other people that just couldn't finish, that school wasn't a good environment for them.
So who wants to kind of attack the discussion?
Like he said, we should categorize them first. So.
Students broke into smaller groups at tables, introduced themselves, and shared stories with an adult facilitator, leading them in a very candid discussion.
She doesn't really come to school, and she hardly does her work because what can she do? She lives on the street now, basically. She goes from house to house, living with her friends if she can.
Self-worth, self-respect. We have depression added onto that list. We have a lot of divorce parents. Gay rights has been mentioned in today's session so far.
Charles Clark serves as community outreach specialist at Global Concepts Charter High School in Lackawanna. Global Charter students join the other teens from Kenmore East and West, Mount St. Mary Academy, Bishop Timond, and Cheektowaga Central High School. Clark responded to one of the students that included the word depression among those many stresses teens are dealing with.
What I'm so excited about that she felt so comfortable in this particular setting, not really knowing other students inside the groups, to actually write that down on a piece of paper. That's awesome. That's fantastic right now.
And very telling about their lives.
Yes, ma'am.
Clark noted that giving students an opportunity to speak up about their concerns is always surprising.
What I've learned is I have to be a better listener than I am talker. If you listen and you just allow them to speak, trust, because sometimes they're not listened to at home. And so if you could just sit back and listen, sometimes it's very cathartic to just let them speak and get all that stuff out of them.
It's important to hear straight from the students because they're the ones dealing with the education system.
Chanel Karakis is a senior at Global Concepts.
How to handle school on top of things going on at home, and each person is different. Like, everyone has their own lives, so it's kind of hard to come up with one specific solution to everything when everyone's so different.
Karakis tells WBFO News she does know of some students who've dropped out of high school. For Karakis, her home life is very good. She says her parents are supportive and ask her about school and her grades. Other teenagers, like Richard Bell of Kenmore East High School, have to help out at home, then head to a job after school.
Get out of school at 2 o'clock, go to my house, get changed, go to work, work from 3 to 7, go home, babysit my little brother, and it's like, I mean, I understand. That's just, like, I have 3 study halls in school, though, so I just do my homework then, but I get what it's like to try to differentiate what's more important.
Bell is one of 7 student panelists selected to appear in our television production, A Focus on Education Student Voices, airing on WNED Television May 18th. Deja Jones of Mount St. Mary Academy will also appear on that panel. During the focus groups, she talked about the pressure teenage girls face.
And they don't realize, like, when we get into bad relationships or if we get into good relationships, we're not sure of which one is good for us or if it's a healthy relationship that we should stay in.
Students from the private, charter, and suburban schools voice concerns about so-called helicopter parents, parents who hover too close, putting extra pressure on their high school life. Those students also told us they are challenged by SAT scores and college applications.
Make college tuition go away and make SATs go away.
Yeah.
Or homework and your grades.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Like, if the schools start offering more things to, like, to prepare for the SAT, because we all have to pay money to, like, prepare for the SAT. There's no free classes we can take, like, our English teacher or math teacher.